This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are one day away from the arrival of springtime. Isn't that good news? Let's hope the Mother Nature realizes it, and she begins to give us spring-type weather, rain, not snow, warmer temperatures. The days are getting longer. We've picked up over 2 hours of daylight since the shortest day of the year. So things are improving. And a lot of you are going to be starting seedlings, if you already haven't, indoors now, that you can transplant into the garden. And if you're going to be starting seeds, look for the Dr. Earth seed starting mix. It's a great blend of soil. But what Dr. Earth does that not many people do is they add the 23 different types of microbes to their seed starting soil. So they germinate quicker. They'll stay more compact. They'll have a bigger root, so that when you transplant the seedlings to either directly into the garden or to individual pots, they'll get established a lot quicker. They'll be more productive. And when you do set them out, they'll be ready to go. So when you're at your local garden center, look for the Dr. Earth starter soil. And it does have their 23 microbes, which they have in all their soils. Not many people do. And all of their fertilizers, they add all the microbes. So it does make a big, big difference. Let's go to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next? The other thing that you want to start to do, we had talked about, you know, getting the yard cleaned and ready to go. Check your power equipment. Make sure it's running. Sharpen your blade. Change your oil. You know, even though you get some snow on the ground now, let's get everything tested and get everything organized, so that when the season does break, you're ready to go. And the one thing with the lawn that really does help is a soil test. And we had Jeff Lowenfeld with us about a month ago, and he stressed soil tests, soil tests, soil tests, so that you know what to add to your lawn. And if you call D at Natural Alternative on Monday, they offer a free soil test for your lawn. So you give them a call. They'll send you a bag, and you take a tablespoon, you walk through your yard taking little samples here and there, and put it in a container. Mix your 8 to 10 tablespoons of soil, and you put whatever she wants, which may be 3 or 4 tablespoons. You send it back to her, and she'll tell you exactly what you need for your yard. And that's a very important thing to do. So the number for the free soil test is 888-546-5941. So 888-546-5941. when you're talking to her, ask her about her fertilizer special. And they're, unlike a lot of companies, they have a promotion during the month of March. They'll ship it to you for free, and they'll test your soil for free. And if you buy the whole year's program, they will call you, email you, some or whatever type of electronic system you use, and they'll say, okay, Paul, it's now time to put down your second step. It's now time to put your third step. No, nobody else does that. And it's all organic and natural. So give her a call on Monday. Isaiah, are we ready to do a little gardening?
Yes, we are, Paul.
Okay.
Right. First up, we have Bob. And he has a question about his Canadian hammocks.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the program. How can we help you with your hemlock?
Oh, hi, Paul. How you doing? Great to be on the air. Paul, I live just a little south of you in Maine, and about a year and a half ago, I planted about seven Canadian hemlocks, 5 to 6 foot shrubs, and
yep.
It looks like at least six of them are green and they're doing well. I do have one on the side of the house, and what I've noticed is that half of it now is starting to yellow quite a bit, and almost up, or it looks like it's dying.
Okay.
And I did notice, Paul, that there were some holes burrowed in the ground, in and around the roots, just outside of where we planted it. And then I was curious, maybe something's getting in there and eating the roots, but I'm not quite sure what I should do from here.
Okay. I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to go up to that plant and near the ends of the branches, the tips of the branches, I want you to turn it over. And the underside of the hemlock is silver. The top of the foliage is deep green, but underneath is a silver color. And there is an insect called a woolly adelgid.
Yes.
And it looks like little pieces of cotton. And they want to be on the new growth because instead of chewing, they suck. And they'll pull all the energy out of that plant. So
Okay. Check
the plant for the woolly adelgid. And if you do have it, Bonide has a product called Tree and Shrub. And
yeah.
It's a very, very unique product. You mix it in a bucket. You don't have to spray it. You just mix it in the bucket, pour it around the tree. The roots will absorb it. And systemically, it will go to every single branch up to 75 feet in the air. The rain doesn't wash it off, and it will kill the woolly adelgid.
At what point, Paul, should I put this down now, with it being March?
As soon as the snow's gone and you've got open ground and the days are getting to be 40, 50 on a regular basis so that it thaws, you know, so that when you put it, it doesn't run away. It penetrates
yeah.
the soil.
Okay.
Okay. Now, second step is, when did you feed them last?
Well, I want to say we fed them as we get into the fall. So, you know, September, October, I do recall us giving them a feeding just before it started to get too cold. And I know how you talk about, you know, as you get further into the fall, you don't want to feed anymore because all the energy is going back into the roots. But probably sometime around then.
Okay. And you used what, like Holly Tone or something like that?
I'm sorry, Paul?
Did you use a fertilizer like Holly Tone?
We did. What I didn't use, though, was, I know you talk a lot about the mycorrhizae. I don't believe what we used at that point had that in it.
Okay. Holly Tone does have beneficial bacteria in it, the different microbes. And then the Dr. Earth fertilizer also has it. So either the Holly Tone family, which is called Espoma, or Dr. Earth, and those two companies have a food with the microbes in it.
Okay.
Now the other thing is, you're saying there's a lot of holes. It could be chipmunks.
Yeah.
And I know last year there were chipmunks every place, and I mean every place. And there's a company called Everguard. It's Everguard.
Okay.
And Everguard has a liquid product that you can mix in a watering can. You can put it in a pressure sprayer. And they have a deer repellent, a rabbit repellent, but they have a small critter repellent, and it will take care of chipmunks, mice, moles and voles, and squirrels. And you take this product, and I had a problem with some chipmunks last year, like a lot of people. And I just used a watering can, mixed it in there, and watered around the plants, and the animals left, and I didn't have a problem the rest of the year. They're looking for a place up against the house that faces south, where during the winter the ground will stay soft when there's no snow. It's got a nice mulch bed, and they feed.
Can I do all this treatment at the same time?
You can do everything the same day.
Okay. Very
wonderful.
Good.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. You have a great weekend, and think spring. It's coming.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property, not sure what to plant, need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio, call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. You know, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone, and those are the fertilizers that you get started. So Hollytone is for anything that's evergreen. Plantone is for everything that loses its foliage during the winter. So you can use Plantone on like dogwood trees, flowering crab, flowering pear. You can use it on forsythia, quince, lilacs, and all of your shrubs. And what's nice when you use an organic fertilizer, instead of feeding the plant, so if you buy a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, it's a chemical, man-made fertilizer, and it feeds the plant for about 4 to 6 weeks, and then it's gone. When you use an organic, like a Spoma, instead of feeding it for 4 to 6 weeks, it will feed it for 12. And if your soil has some clay in it, it's going to last even longer. And 10-10-10 and 5-10-5 is just nitrogen, phosphorus, potash. When you buy an organic, like the Espoma, they put the beneficial microbes in it. So you're rebuilding your soil and feeding your plants, and it lasts twice as long and sometimes three times longer when you use a chemical lawn food. So this year, go organic and choose something that says beneficial microbes. And what Espoma calls it is Biotone, and it's their mixture of the microbes, the bacteria, and the fungi that they blend in with the food. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Arlene from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her maple trees.
Okay. Arlene, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I have a maple tree that I planted 25 years ago, and it's always been beautiful. Last year, it didn't do well, and now I notice that it has been opened up the middle of the main trunk. Why?
So the main trunk has like a crack in it?
Yes, and it's opened up the back, you know.
Okay. It's okay. Now, what happened to the leaves last year? Did it make plenty of foliage?
Yes, it did. And somebody said to me that it didn't have enough water. We didn't have much rain.
Right.
So I don't know. I wondered if there was anything I could do for it.
Okay. What I'd like you to do is this. The side of the tree where it has a split in it is usually caused by the winter. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And especially if you look at the tree where the split is, if it's on the south side of the trunk of the tree, it's the result of winter damage. And what happens is the sun comes out on a cold day. It hits the trunk of the tree, and it warms the trunk of the tree above freezing. And as long as the sun is up, it keeps the south side of your trunk warm. When the sun sets at night and the temperatures are cold, the trunk of the tree cools down really, really quick. And you get this freezing and thawing, and it splits. So what you need to do is take a sharp knife, like a jackknife or a steak knife, and any loose bark that's there, remove it. So just cut off anything that's loose, and you should notice that underneath the loose bark, there is new bark that's beginning to form, and it looks like a callus on your hand. And it will roll on the right side and the left side, and they will roll together, and they will meet, and it will produce brand new bark for you. So it will probably take about 3 years. In the meantime, remove all of the loose bark with a sharp knife. Be careful. You don't cut yourself.
All right.
And if there's a lot of exposed wood, what I've done, and it works great, bring a candle, light the candle, and let the wax drip in the crack. Take your finger and rub it, and the wax will prevent dehydration.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yes, sir. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up first, we have Bob from New Hampshire. And he has two questions, one about burning bushes and one about pruning.
Okay. Bob, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two questions. One of them both, associated with mature plants.
Okay.
The first one is a wisteria bush.
Mm-hmm.
We planted it close to 18 years ago, and there were three or four stems about as big as your little finger. And it has since grown, and we've got it spread in two directions about 15 feet each way over an arbor that's about 4 feet wide.
Okay.
Up until about 4 or 5 years ago, we were getting over 300 blossoms, you know, looking like grapes hanging down.
Right.
And then slowly they've depleted, and I think it's because I'm not cutting them back enough. When
okay.
We first got the things, they were telling us, you know, you cut back previous year's growth to a certain bud, and then you keep some of the suckers down, and you cut the first five leaves off in August, but it's since got much more mature, and those things probably no longer apply, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah, because once a wisteria gets really established, it can grow 6 feet in 1 year.
Oh, yes, I know that.
It's a great plant, it's got beautiful flowers, but it can be very, very aggressive. So, this is what I want you to do. I want you to prune it during July.
Okay.
Yeah, because what's going to happen...
What about the season? Do I do anything? Just cut off any winter kill?
Anything that doesn't leaf out, you want to remove from the plant.
Okay.
So, and then usually in New England, forsythia will be blooming around Mother's Day during May.
Yeah.
I know wisteria is blooming right now in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and it's all moving up. So when it gets done blooming, if you've got some branches that are way out of control, then you want to prune it at that point to the size that you want. But don't prune it till it gets done blooming, and then you can create the shape that you want. And one of the secrets to getting wisteria to bloom is during July and August, when it's dry, is to water that plant on a regular basis. Once a week, put your sprinkler on under it, give it a real good soaking, because during July and August, it's making the flower buds for next year. So if you can give it plenty of moisture, you can get some either the Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer or the Espoma plant tone. That will help them to make more flower buds, and they'll do absolutely beautiful for you. But don't prune until the flowering season is over. Then prune to control the size and create a shape if you want to make it like a little tree. And then during the summer, if you see it's making a lot of new growth, prune it. But stop pruning it in early to mid-August so that you can give the plant a chance
July
to make...
To early or mid-August, about 1 month period of time to do the pruning then.
Right, right.
Very
and
good.
Then, and
now,
then,
when you talk about watering, I have all the stems in one location, but at about 6 feet high... They divide off and go about 15 feet each way along a fence line and an arbor. So how far out would I have to water good once a week under the
if you did like a 6 foot circle, that would work very well.
Super.
Because you don't need to go beyond 6 feet.
Very good.
And what was your second question, Bob?
I have some real mature burning bushes. It looks like three bunches. We've been here for 17 years, and they were pretty well adult bushes by then. And I have trimmed them periodically, but only, 6 or 8 inches each year.
Right.
And now they're hanging out over the driveway. But the stems coming from the ground out to the very tips on a lot of them are, 12 to 14 feet. These heavy storms sag them down, but they bounce back. But how much could I cut them back without killing the plant?
The burning bush was the first plant that I really pruned. And my parents had a burning bush on each side of their front door. They got to be 7 to 8 feet tall. The mailman told my dad if he didn't prune them, he wasn't going to deliver the mail anymore. So I was going to UMass, and he said, when you come home for spring break, talk to your teachers. And my teacher said to me, burning bush is a plant that if it's 7, 8 feet tall, you can cut it to 4. And I went, you're kidding. He said, no. So I got home in March for spring break. We took the burning bush. We cut them to 4 feet tall. We fed them with some plant tone, and those burning bush responded to be the most fluffy, gorgeous mounds of foliage, and they were beautiful. So walk up to the plant this month, during March, early April, with the loppers and the pruners, and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and just shape them and cut them back, feed them, and when the weather gets nice and the new growth forms, they'll be controllable, and they won't block all the windows and everything else in your home.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. That's very helpful.
I thank you. And if you need some help, we're here for you.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Bob. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right. Up next, we have Mark from Darman, Mass., and he has a question about his blueberries.
Mark, good morning. How can we help you with your blueberries?
Paul, I love your show. I'm trying to keep my blueberries alive. Planted them a couple years ago. The winter moths have been clobbering them. I went to the store, and they got me the horticultural oil, the pyrethrins, and the turbo. Does that sound like a good way to combat them?
No.
Also, they gave me some copper fungicide. They said it would be good to put that on later, I think. Wanted to ask you what you thought about that.
Yeah. The copper is for disease.
Okay.
And the other products are not going to work with the winter moth.
Okay.
The thing that you want to use to control winter moth is either, if you want to do it organically, you can use a product called Captain Jack. And
yep.
Captain Jack is a bacteria called spinosad or spinosad.
Okay.
And they'll eat some of the leaf. They'll digest the bacteria. It'll get in their belly, and it will kill them.
Okay, I'll get that.
The other product that will work quicker is a man-made, a chemical, called Garden 8, just like the number 8. So chemically, it's 8. Organically, it's spinosad. And both of those products will take care of all chewing insects. So insects like Japanese beetles, tomato hornworms, tent caterpillar, anything that chews, you've got spinosad, Captain Jack, or Garden 8, and either one will do a very good job for you.
Okay, do you think they will benefit from the copper, or did I just waste my money on that too?
Copper is a fungicide.
Yeah.
And blueberries don't have any real diseases, so, you know, save it for plants that get a fungus problem, and you'll be okay. But to do it on blueberries, I would say no.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, too, I took your advice on getting those onion plants from the home center, the Barney ones, and my onions were the best I've had in 30 years. They really worked good for me.
Yeah, my dad started growing his own seedlings many, many years ago. He has since passed, and I use his ideas, but he started because he was using the bag of the little onions, and they got to be maybe 2 inches in diameter. And then he started buying seedlings and then eventually growing, and the onion size doubled and tripled. And it was incredible. And when you're getting the Bonnie seedlings, see if they have one called Kelsey. K-E-L-S-E-Y.
Okay.
Kelsey is not a winter keeper, but Kelsey will grow to the size of a softball.
No kidding. Wow.
And they're sweet. And growing up, we would pull those out of the garden when they got to be 4 or 5 inches in diameter. They weren't even ripe yet. But we would pull them. And my dad would slice them and cook them on the grill and slice them, and we'd put them on hamburgers. Oh, they are so good. And he had more fun giving them away. When the onions were ready, he would pull them, he'd wash them, go to a neighbor's or a friend's house, and put them behind his back with his hand and say, "Would you like some onions?" And then he would pull them up and show them, and the people's eyes would get as big as a softball. They couldn't believe how big they are. But if you can find Kelsey onions, plant a row of those just for the fun of it, for the flavor, but they're not a winter keeper. So plant the other onions also.
Okay, will do. I'll keep an eye out for him, and thanks a million for your help.
Okay, thank you, Mark. You have a wonderful weekend, and think spring. It starts tomorrow.
Okay, will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Stacy. from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her houseplants.
Okay. Stacy, good morning. How can we help you with your houseplants today?
I'm so happy to hear you. You are in my life, the both of you, every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
And you enlighten me so much.
Good.
Okay, so here's my issue. I'd like to say good morning to my son, Jonathan, if I may.
Sure.
Squeezing that in. Okay, so all my houseplants, there's something going on, but I've got these little gnats.
Oh, you got a fungus gnat that's in the soil. Okay, Stacy,
okay,
you hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're coming to a break, and when we come back, we'll go right to you, and I'll tell you what you can use to get rid of the fungus gnats, because they're eating the roots of your house plant, and they can kill it. So you hold on, and we'll be right back to you.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with EverGuard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. EverGuard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EverGuardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. EverGuard.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Sanitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261, and we're talking with Stacy. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Okay.
I'm so happy to talk to you.
It's my pleasure. What is your question? We were interrupted with the news and things. So
that's
tell
okay.
Tell me again what your question is.
Okay, so I've never had this problem, and my house plants I've had for a long time, I mean, many years, and just before, you know, when you turn on your furnace and the house gets dry, and so what I usually do is I get some potting soil and I repot my house plants. I usually rinse my roots, and I trim them a little bit, and I put them in a bigger pot, and, you know, and I have these horrible gnats. I've never had them before. They just multiply. And so a friend said, well, put a cup of apple cider vinegar next to the pot, and they get attracted to that, and they die in there. But that has not worked, and I don't know what to do for my plants because, yes, they're not well.
Okay. What they're doing is they're laying the eggs in the soil.
Ooh.
The eggs hatch, and it produces a little worm insect. And
ooh,
as the worm matures, it's feeding on the roots of your plant.
Oh.
And when I was going to school at UMass, one of the things that we did in the greenhouse, because we had classes in there and we wanted to limit the amount of pesticides because we were spending many hours.
Right.
And what my teacher did is he got a piece of yellow plastic. And you can use yellow cardboard. But they're attracted to yellow.
They are.
And so what he did is we cut these pieces of stiff yellow plastic so that there were maybe 4x4 pieces.
Okay.
And we stapled like a popsicle stick on it.
Okay.
And we pushed it in the soil. And before we pushed it in the soil, we took some Vaseline. And we rubbed a little bit of Vaseline on both sides of the yellow plastic or cardboard. And the fungus gnats would come out. They'd see the yellow. They'd go to land on it. And when they landed on the plastic, they had the Vaseline. And
yeah,
they would
drown or they wouldn't be able to breathe.
Right. So they would land on the Vaseline, they'd get stuck, they couldn't get off, and if they did get off, they'd get the Vaseline on their wings, and they couldn't fly, and they would die. And being that they couldn't move, they couldn't lay eggs that made the next generation. And I'll tell you, it worked wonderful. And Yeah, it's a good way to control. It will take care of white fly, which can be a very destructive insect. And white fly is more noticeable because it's a lot larger than these little gnats that fly around. But anything that's yellow,
okay,
they are attracted to it. So, you know, if you've got a piece of cardboard, a piece of plastic, a piece of metal, yellow, cover it with some Vaseline. Doesn't have to be thick. And they'll land on it, and goodbye. If you don't want to use a piece of cardboard or plastic, buy a yellow pear. And take the pear and cover it with the Vaseline and put the pear right in the mucks of your pots, and it will act like a decoration almost.
Yeah.
And the insects will think of it as a fruit. And a lot of insects like to lay their eggs in a fruit because it has moisture, it has nutrition. They'll go to it, they'll lay their eggs, but you've got the Vaseline. So when they stick on the Vaseline, they can't move. And that will solve your problem. But in the meantime, do that.
What about the worms?
Ripen, they'll turn. They go from a worm to a fly.
Okay.
So the ones that are in there now will mature. They'll turn to a fly. They'll stick on the pear, and they can't complete the next life cycle. So it's a good way to control them.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.